These parshas that we learn during Chodesh Elul, it's not stam. If you learn the parshas properly, it's a gilui and limudim in the parsha of how to approach the avodah of Chodesh Elul. It's obvious that there has to be an avodah in Chodesh Elul. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that. If a guy had a court case, a big court case, taking something before the Supreme Court. So you have a whole staff of lawyers and clerks going and busy to find this, and how are you going to handle this, and how are you going to say this, and how are you going to do that, and how are you doing that? Meaning you can't just walk in, no one's going to walk into the court cold and start, okay, I'll handle it, you know, I'll play it by ear, I'll roll with the punches. Such a guy, if a guy would do that, you'd call him an idiot, right? So here you have a din b'fnei melech malchei hamelachim. Right, you're just going to walk in cold and say, okay, yalla, I'm going to be zeicha b'din. Anybody who thinks that is a total idiot. Right, there's an avodah of Chodesh Elul, how one prepares themselves. And as we'll see, it's a tremendous chesed that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave and created the world in such a way that there should be this efsharus to do it. Lamai said there are things relevant to how to approach that. I can't say, no one can come and say, this is the avodah of Elul. This is an avodah. I don't profess to say that I have any idea what. You can't say there's one thing, but it's very interesting. In the parsha, Shayftim v'Shaytrim titen lecha b'chol sharecha. Shayftim v'Shaytrim titen lecha b'chol sharecha. So Avada Pashut Pshat is regular Shayftim v'Shaytrim. Put them in the cities. The Sfarim, however, are medayik Shayftim v'Shaytrim titen lecha. That it's not only apart from the Pashta Dikra, that it's talking about setting up a judicial system, right, with a judicial system and an enforcing system, Shaytrim, Shaftim, Shaytrim. It's talking about a person for himself, Shaftim v'Shaytrim titen l'cho. And they touch it up in different ways, that a person himself has to make for himself Shaftim and Shaytrim. The b'chol sha'arecha, and then it says, Asher Hashem alekecha na'isim l'och. So the Chedush Arim writes like this, Nira l'farish. Sheyeda shekol hasheorim shenifachim laadam, k'may shekos of noida basheorim sheorim the liba hu shaHashem yizbarach noisen matnas chinam. Anything, there are various sheorim that the Eibishter opens, channels that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam opens to be meitiv laadam, to do chesed to a person, to give a person koyach, chachma, wealth, strength, yira, whatever, various things, because each one has their own thing. A person shouldn't chas v'shalom think, it lends itself to a person mistakenly thinking that you have some chelik in it, that I have some chelik. This shah rachmim that I got from the Eibishter, that he is merachim on me, chesed, whatever it is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave me, Torah, whatever the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave me, a person gets in a little bit of a kechi v'itzim yodi, that it's you have some chelik in it. Al zeh nemar, shayftim v'shaytrim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha. In every channel that you get, everything that you get from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you should be shayfet constantly to make sure that you don't lose sight of the fact that you don't veer from the realization that mitzidcha you have nothing and everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the ultimate meitiv and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the ultimate melech. And you need for that shayftim and shaytrim. Shayftim means you have to be able to be mizbeinen and see, okay, this is the way it's supposed to be. Right, this is the way it's supposed to be. How much have I veered from that? That's the shayftim, to judge. Have I not? If you have, you have to rectify the situation. Right? That's where shaytrim comes into the thing. That the shaytrim enforce it to knock it back to the way it's supposed to be. But the shayftim v'shaytrim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha asher Hashem alekecha noisen lach, because you have to realize everything that you have is asher Hashem alekecha noisen lach. So you need a shayftim v'shaytrim to be constantly aware that whatever sha'ar was niftach from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to you, it's all michazda yizbarach and nothing than your thing. V'zeh shekosuv shayftim zokt shchudusherim shekeshe yishpait atzmai karoi yovin she'ein loy klum eitzel bayrei. So that's the aside. A person has to make for himself shaytim, shayftim v'shaytim, to understand Everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Look at the world, understand whatever you have, appreciate what you have, realize that it's not bizchuscha and in your own kaiches, it's all from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's shayfta v'shayitra. The person has to introspection to be done on himself, to be done up himself. Now, that's the vart that in the parsha that he said. Now, let's go somewhere else with this. You find a kesher between, you know, there's chachma and there's bina, right? Chachma is the etzim chachma, and bina, like Rashi says in Chumash, and Rashi, mevin dover mitaych dover. Right? You find a kesher between bina and tshuva. Bina and tshuva. I'm not making this up. It's a pasuk in Yishayo, perek vav, pasuk yud. Ulevava yovin. Yovin is the shevish of bina. Ulevava yovin vishov v'rofala. Right? So the necessary prerequisite that's set up over here for the vishov is ulevava yovin, a kesher of bina. Now, I'm just not taiching psukim. Chazal did it for me already. Gemara Megillah daf yudzayin amud beis. The Gemara there darshan is the seder habrachas and shemone esrei. Why each bracha comes after the other bracha? What's the seder hadvarim? Zok the Gemara umar ro ulaymer tshuva achar bina. Bina is the bracha of chaynen hadas. Right, and the next is hashivena v'chazivena v'shuva shleimu lefanecha. Asks the Gemara umar ro ulaymer tshuva achar bina. Zok the Gemara dichsiv. So that means the Gemara is teaching up already that a necessary hakdama to tshuva is bina. So there's a connection between bina and tshuva. What's the connection? What's the connection between bina and tshuva? Very simple. What's the a yisoid? Again, I don't like the v. What's a yisoid of tshuva? A yisoid of tshuva, or maybe the first yisoid of tshuva, but yeah, what's necessary before anything else, right? Somebody who don't know there's a problem, right? That guy can't do tshuva, right? So what does it mean? How do you know that if there's a problem or that there's a problem? You have to look at the world. You look at the world, and you see the bria around you, right? That's equivalent of chachma. That's the what you see, what it is, right? What's bina? Bina is the deductive process, right? That from that you learn up from there what it. The Eibishter made a bria. Everything is the Eibishter. You look around. Everything is Chasdei Hashem. Nothing had to be here. Everything is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What's the bina shabai? What's the learning up from that? What does that mean to me? Right? What can I deduce from there? What is that mechayev of me? What's my place in that? Right, that you're learning, if the whole bria is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made a bria, for example, which is the way it is. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam made a bria to be meitiv la'adam, that a person should be Eved Hashem, a person should be an Eved Hashem, dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that's the ultimate toiv, whatever. If a person realizes that, if a person realizes that the whole world was created for this, right, so what's the bina shabai? What's that mechayev mean? L'maisa. Right, how do I fit in? What do I have to do? If the whole creation is here for this, that I have to do everything that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says. And if the whole thing is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then I must not have anything on my own, because it's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's bina. Right? That's understanding from what you have, from what there is. In order to do tshuva, what's tshuva? Tshuva is going back. Going back to where? Going back to where you started from. Going back to where you're supposed to be from the outset. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam made a bria. That this bria was for you. You're meant to be Eved the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, right? That's mechayev you, that you have to do whatever the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says. Ke'eved lifnei rabbi, nothing on your own. You have nothing. Everything is mechazdei Hashem. Okay, everything is mechazdei Hashem. What does that bring you to think? The bina prab, the thinking process. Okay, so where am I, lagabi that? If that's what I'm supposed to be, once I know where I'm supposed to be now, and first now I can go be done up. Where am I, biyachas to that? Right, and that's where you get the tshuva. Where am I, biyachas to that, and then how do I get back there? Right? That's how it starts. A simple logical process. That's how it starts. That's the whole bina aspect of tshuva. That's why you need levava yovin, and then vishov verofala. Then you can go back. But if you don't know what was supposed to be, what it's mechayev you, and then you don't have the kalim to see how much have you moved from anything. Because mechateis, I'm supposed to be there. Maybe I'm supposed to be where I am. Teretz says, no, that's the way it's supposed to be. And you understand your misbeinen from that, where you're supposed to be vis-a-vis that. And now you know where you have to go. That's true. That's true. But that's the Seder HaDvarim. Chayne nadas, that chaneu bina, yeah, you give us bina, and then hachzireinu b'shuvah l'fanecha. Then you shuvah shleimu l'fanecha. It's not stam, you know, Gematrios is not stam vertlach. There's a significance in it. The gematria of Elul is 67. Beis, Yud, Nun, Hey. Beis is 2, Yud is 10, so that's 12, Nun is 50, and Hey is, I mean, Yud is 60, that's 62, and Hey is 67. Bina, Elul is the gematria of Bina, because that's the Yesod of Elul. The Yesod of Elul, A Yesod of Elul. Like A Yisoid of El is the Bina. Elul is the time before you're going to a Yom Hadin. What's the Yom Hadin? The Yom Hadin is the Eivishter. What do we do on Rosh Hashanah? That's a separate shmooze. But what, the Iker Avoid of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus of the Rabbi Nishalel, right? We don't talk about Tshuva in the conventional sense of Tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. Because the first part of that process is, who am I? I'm an Eved Hashem, I'm his battle to the Rabbi. I'm a Kabbal on myself, the Malchus of the Rabbi Nishalel. Imagine you walk in, I'm a Kabbal, the Malchus, but you have no idea what it is. You have no idea that you're being Mekabalah, because you have no idea that the Malchus of what the Malchus of the Rabbi Nishalem is. You've given it no thought, you've not worked out anything. I'm a Kabbal. That's empty words. That's empty words. The Elul, the chesed of the Elul beforehand is the Bina of Elul, to understand what the Bria requires of you, what the Bria demands of you. Where are you vis-a-vis that? What the Bria demands of you is the ultimate Malchus of the Rabbi Nishalem. Where are you regarding that? That's what Elul is about. If you realize that, where are you? So then you can come on a Rosh Hashanah to be Mamlech. You can come on a Rosh Hashanah to say, I know I'm here, I'm going to be Mamlech. But that brings you to this process of Tshuva. That's the Avoida of Elul. That's what Elul is B'gematria of Bina. Now, it goes much deeper than that. This is already... don't want to go above our pay grade, but certain things that one can't understand. I mean, everything here can be understood on many levels that I have no clue. But on a simple level, there's in the Lashon of Chazal, it's a Zohar really. So Olam Haba is called Alma Debina. Olam Haba is called Alma Debina. What's Olam Haba have to do with Bina? Because in Olam Haba, after all the trials and tribulations that you go through, in Olam Haba it becomes exceedingly clear what the Tachlis HaBriya was. And then you see very clearly, by us, it's obscured what the Tachlis of the Briya is, what's really going on. So then it's a more difficult process to sift through that, to take off all the Gashmias and see what it's about. In Olam Haba you don't have that. Olam Haba is Alma Debina, where it's very clear The what you deduce from what you see, what you get, what you're supposed to do from the Bria, right? It's very clear. I love about everything. You see the Amos. The Bria was created. This you understand from that clearly what the Rabbi Nishalelam wanted. That's the clarity of it. That's Olam Haba. That's Olam Haba. Olam Haba is Alma Debina. That's why it's called Alma Debina. Why? Because over there, you see Bebrirus, the Tzura. The tachlis of the Bria and Einoid Milvadai, and what that's mechayev us. And that's the kiyum of the tachlis of Bria. Now, the Gemara, the Menachos, it's a Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Bereishis, right? It says, Ko Hashem Tzura Olamim, Ko Yud Ke, the Yud, Olam Haba was Nivra B'Yud, and Olam Haza was Nivra B'Hei. Olam Haza was Nivra B'Hei. So from the Seder HaDvarim that the Yud precedes the Hey in this world, in this word, it seems to indicate that Olam Haba precedes Olam Hazeh, right? Chronologically, the Seder is the opposite. So the Rekeach, the Rishon, is a Sefer, it's called Sefer Hashem. He writes, V'loma Yud Koidim Lehei, Haloi Olam Hazeh Koidim Olam Haba. Right, it's the other way around. Zokter Ekeach Be'emes Olam Haba Nivra Koidim HaOlam Hazeh. Olam Haba was Taka Nivra. Olam Haba was Nivra before Olam Hazeh. Ve'achar Kach Zeh HaOlam. And he gives a mashal why, and from the mashal we can learn a at least on a simple level, what the kavan is. There's much deeper things, I'm sure, which I have no clue. But from this, you can learn this. What? Ke'odom sheboyne cheder godel. Person's building a room. Ve'lefon of traklin cotton. And there's a traklin beforehand. He's building a big thing. He's using traklin the opposite way here. He's building a big thing, and in front of it is a pathway to get to the thing. Kach bara kodesh baruch hu ha'olam hazeh lasos tovu mitzvos hasken atzmecha b'proizdor kedesh tikanos l'traklin. Right. So he says that's why. So he uses this hasken atzmecha b'proizdor kedesh tikanos l'traklin to explain why in kivik ko Hashem tzoray lomim the yud, which is olam haba, precedes the hay, because olam haba was created before olam hazeh. That you say that olam haba was created before olam hazeh. You want to throw Rishonim, so there's a Ramban also. Ramban is a Sefer Shar HaGmul. The Ramban in Shar HaGmul also says that Olam Haba was created beforehand. So in Balabatisha terms, what does that mean? What does that mean for us? I'm not talking about in terms, there's other inyanim with words that I don't even know what they mean. But what does it mean for us? Very simple. Very simple. What's Hasken Atzmecha B'Prozder K'desh HaTikonos L'Trachlan? Olam Haza, right, for all the BMWs, for all the corner houses, for all the designer this is and the designer that, for everything, it's nothing more than a proizdor to get to the traklin, which is Olam Haba, right? Which is Olam Haba. If you would have created Olam Haza first, so what is that? A person creates a palace, right? You want to make this big palace. So then everybody understands that the road leading to the palace is just that. It's a road leading to the palace, right? Being in the road itself is nothing. It's the bottle to the palace. It's all just, it's nothing. It's mitzias is nothing more than a road to the palace. Lu yitzuyir olam haza would have been created before olam haba. That means olam haza has an existence before olam haba. Right? It doesn't. That means, to some extent, it's an end in itself. It's an end in itself. It's not, which obviously is, it isn't, right? The Eibishter made Olam Haba first. Olam Haba first, that's the traklin. The tachlis is to be Dovuk and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The tachlis is to be the ultimate Eved, that Ein Oid Milvadai, that you're with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Now that you've established that, you got to get there. You need to, how are you going to get there? Where's the roadmap? Right? Olam Haza is the road. Where, with the Torah is the roadmap, and Olam Haza is the road. How to get to that? How to get to that? But if Olam Haza would have been created first, that means there's a nekuda of Olam Haza before, apart, without, from Olam Haba. That's the mistake, right? So, to what end was Olam Haba created first? This end. So we should understand how to approach Olam Haza, right? So we should understand that Olam Haza is nothing more than the road to that Olam Haba. Now. Again, the Ramban and the Rekeach say Olam Haba was created before Olam Haza. We say in Rosh Hashanah, Hayoyim Haras Olam. Machloek is Benissan Nivra Olam, Tisha Nivra Olam. So Hayoyim Haras Olam is Pashtus going. Paskin, Tishrei Nivra Olam. Tishrei Nivra Olam. So if Tishrei, that's Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, right? If Olam Hazeh was Nivra and Tishrei, Olam Haba min Hachreach was Nivra before that. Right? So before Rosh Hashanah, before that, that's the Olam Haba time. What's Olam Haba? Alma de Bina. Olam Haba is Alma de Bina. The time before the Rosh Hashanah is the recreation of the Bria. The Malchus of, what's Rosh Hashanah? That's Olam Haza, the recreation of the Bria. The Tachlis of Adam in this Bria is the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Everybody wants to establish himself on Rosh Hashanah as a loyal subject of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who's Mishtabit to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. How do you do that? You have to first have the right perspective, bring yourself to understand and have the right perspective of what Olam Haza is. What's your tachlis over here? Right? That you have to be, it's the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and by doing that you get to Olam Haba. That's how you get, that's what Olam Haza is. That's the chesed of Chodesh Elul. Before that you have Elul is the time, the Bria of Olam Haba. The Bria of Olam Haba, El is Begimatria Bina. Olam Haba precedes Olam Haza de Bria, which Olam Haba is also called Alma de Bina. It's a time which lends itself, it's a chesed of El, a time which lends itself to Bina's Bina. And what are you here for? What's the point of your being here? What are you supposed to be? Where are you? What's the world? That's Chochmah. The Bina is, okay, what does that dictate for me? Where am I supposed to be? Now, Tshuva, if that's where I'm supposed to be, take a good, honest look at yourself. Where am I? How do I get back? Then, if you realize that everything is meant to be the Malchus of the Rabbi Nishalom, then with that you can go, with that you can approach the Din. With that you can approach the Din. And it's not Stam. The Ramban says, this is another contrast of the Ramban in the Teres Hashem Tmima. The Ramban writes, just to see somebody who isn't misbeinin on this, like how chomer it is. It's not just, this is not just plateaus and higher levels of ruchnis. It's olive based. The chashev belibcha. Loshan Ramban, beautiful Loshan Shah. Kadosh Baruch Hu bara kol hashfelim lahanaase shel adam. Everything that was created in the world is for to be mekadosh shem shemayim. A tree is not mekadosh shem shemayim. A dog is not mekadosh shem shemayim. A behemoth is not mekadosh shem shemayim. Only Adam can be mekadosh shem shemayim, and everything else was put in the world for a tachlis of ribui kvod shemayim. How? As a means through which, with which, by which a person can be mekadosh shem shemayim. Right? So chashev belibcha, make this cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara kol hashfalim lahanaase shel adam ul'tashmishei. She'ein lanu tam. There's no reason be yitziras balechayim ashfelim vatzmochim and plants. She'einu makirim bayram, right? She'einu makirim bayram. The rose doesn't know that there's a Rabbi Nishalom. Elazeh. The whole tachlis is Adam to be makir Rabbi Nishalom. Ubaro es Adam. She'yakir es bayri yisbarach. What you're here for is she'yakir es bayri yisbarach. That's the whole tachlis, and the whole world is there to be your echetimtza to do that. A person doesn't ponder and doesn't understand who created him. And certainly if he doesn't rethink about that, then there's nothing dictating what you're supposed to do. So the Kolshkin Shane Yodea Shiyesha Tzal Boyre Maise Nivchar Venirza, that there's a Maise that the Eibishter wants you to do, and Meidach Gisa, there's a Maise which is Nimas, which are prohibited, you shouldn't go there because it contradicts everything. If a person doesn't know that, Nimsa Ha'odom Ke Behema, then the mensch is like a Behema, that's not Makir as Boyre. And if that's true, the whole Tachlis HaBriya was that the mensch is Makir as Bayre and should pull up the whole Briya. If the mensch is not Makir as Bayre and is like a behema, the Kavanas Briyase Betela. So the whole Kavana of the Briya of the Adam and of the world is bottle. V'zesha Omru Chachamim Tomid, and that's what Chazal say in that many times. She'ilu Leikiblu Yisrael Es HaTorah, Chazal say, Hoya Machzir Es Ha'olam L'Toyu V'Voyu. Why? Because the whole tachlis of the world was that a person should be makir Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the malchus of the Eibishter. If you're not, it's only Adam. No one else can do that. The rest of the Bria is subservient to Adam, and it's meant to be kalim for Adam. If Adam can't do that, then what's the world here for? Then there's no tachlis in the world. Machzir to Adam the Toyev Avay Kloimar. Shim lo yayu chafeitzim lo da'as v'lilmoid yediyas bayram. If the person doesn't want to know and to learn Yediyas Bayram, v'shiyesh hefresh lefan of bein toiv l'ra, nimtza shekavonas briyas ha'olam b'teila. That means, someone who, we talked about what one is meant to do in El. Someone who doesn't, just picture it, someone who doesn't, so you are somebody, not you, but one who doesn't think about this, is somebody who defeats the whole purpose of the world, and ilu mitzidai, the whole world should be back with Tayyu Vavayu. Right? Okay, so if a person comes like that, and that's his attitude in El, then you come on Rosh Hashanah, put on your fine clothes and come on Rosh Hashanah, you're mevakesh chayim from the Rabbi Nishan Bimekayim, the world, you're malchus from the world. A guy who mitzidai, the whole world should be destroyed, is coming and asking a kiyum of the world. How ridiculous is that? It's not shy. That's the avodah of Elul. The avodah of Elul is to be mizbeinim. The avodah of Elul is to work and understand, who are you? What are you doing here? What are you here for? Once you understand that, then assess, okay, that's what I'm here for. Have I done that? Had I not done that? Where am I holding? Be misakim. Have you ever done everything? Kicks in all the elements of tshuva. The whole shari tshuva, the rabbeinu. That's how it kicks in. I want to finish with another an Elul chadush. We're all familiar with the acronym and Elul. That's Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li. So Sharim brings, well, Kairos, but he brings a Mayer that Taich and something else, which is again this Nekuda, which all goes back to Shaifta Meshaifa. There's a pasuk saying Davin Adam, Hu Asanu Veloy Anachnu. So there's a Korean exib. Veloy Anachnu, it's written with a Vav. The Yivra Taich of it is, the Eivishter created us. Veloy Anachnu, we belong to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because our whole reason for existence, and he created us, so Veloy Anachnu. So the exib is Loy. In the Kri, it lends itself to be there's two loys. There's loy with the Vav and loy with the Aleph. Right? There's loy with the Aleph. Which it also has a Havana. Hu asanu? Viloyanach. Right? And not us. What does that mean? What does that mean? So Sharim says a very beautiful thing. A person, this Yisoid that we said in the parsha of Shaiftim v'Shaitim Titulcha, which happens to incident, coincidentally, have also been a Chusherim, right, that realize that everything's the Eibishter, that's this. He says, Hu asanu v'loy anachnu, everything that we have in our Bria, it's v'loy anachnu with the Aleph. We had nothing, it's not mitzideinu at all. We did nothing. What's, if loy anachnu, if you have the realization, the loy with the Aleph, that Hu Asanu V'loy Anachnu, we did nothing, it's all from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The chesed of the Eibishter is proportionally that midah to the extent that you have the Hakara, that you live with the Hakara of Loy Anachnu with an Aleph that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam didn't, to that extent Loy Anachnu with a Vav. Proportional to that, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you're Nizdabik in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and you're Zeichet to all Tov. So the loy and the loy, because of the loy with the aleph, you're zeicha to the loy with the vav. If you live with the hakara that loy anachnu, it's all the eibishters, then loy anachnu, then we're the eibishters, and you have all of the toiv by being the zdabek from the eibishter, which is the olam ha-toiv. Elul is the oisius of lamed aleph and lamed vav. Elul is the loy with the aleph and the loy with the vav, which is really the anila doy, which is an oimik of anila doy di v'doy di li. At kama, that I am le doy di, that I'm davuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, realizing that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, right, then doy di li. To that extent, gufa, to that extent, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is li, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is meitiv me. Loy anachnu, we didn't do it. If you come, the firmer you are in the belief of loy anachnu, the more of a shefa you're zeicher from being mizdabik in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam of loy anachnu, ravav. That's Shaiftim v'Shaitrim Titelecha v'chol Sha'arecha. You have to realize that all the Sha'arim going back to the word, to the beginning, everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Eibishter gave all the Kaychas. Everything you have is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And you have to guard that. It's not so easy. In this world, it's very easy to lapse into thinking that you have something to do with it. There was once a guy, I doubt this really happened. It was a good story anyway. There was a guy, one Yom Kippur, one Yom Kippur, he was like a davin with the talis, and chuckling and crying and davening and whatever it is. And the Rav's looking and he thinks, what happened to this guy? And so he goes over to the guy, he says, Yanko, what are you doing? He says, Rebbe, you don't understand. You don't understand. Tomorrow, after Yom Kippur, I have a multi-million dollar deal going on. Right? I'm just being mispalled, the Rabbeinu Shalom shouldn't mess it up. Right? Like, the Rabbeinu Shalom should stay out of it. That's this guy, okay? That's a guy. You can make it as well. You realize that's the ultimate. You think, yeah, you're in control. You're in control of nothing. If Corona showed anything, it showed that we're in control of nothing. We're in control of nothing. Money went down the tube. Some people got rich. Most people lost money. What do you call it? Everything, anything in there, any structure of any educational structure, everything fell apart. Everything, the tremendous Nisiyonis. The Eibishter is the Eibishter, and that's it. Loy anachnu. We did nothing, it's loy. We have to realize that. It's hard in this world, but the Eibishter gave us a very clear lesson. It should be a little easier this year, after the year we've gone through, to realize that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Shaiftim v'shaitrim titan lecho. Be honest with yourself. Ponder, first understand what you're supposed to be. If you don't know where the starting point is, where are you going back to? Know what you're supposed to be, know what it's mechayev you. And then, be shoiter, decide what you have to do to be mesaken, and make the necessary tikkunim, and at kama that you put the avoda into loy anachnu, that it's not us, it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's, you'll be zeichet to the loy anachnu, that you are the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's, and you're zeichet to kol tov. Ciao.